弟兄姊妹，我们开头的时候，我们来念两处的圣经。
First and sisters, let us begin by reading two passages from the Bible.
一个是我等一下会用到的，是在约翰福音21:25。
First is in John, chapter 21, verse 25.
约翰福音21:25。
John 21:25。
耶稣所行的事还有许多，若是一一的都写出来，我想所写的书就是世界也容不下了。
And there are also many other things that Jesus did, which if they were written one by one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that would be written.
我们再翻到腓立比书的第三章。
Philippians 3.
腓立比书的第三章第十节
Verse 10
使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死。
That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death.
我想前一阵子我们有西岸聚会，并且与西岸聚会有关的交通。
The past few weeks we have had the WCCC and we have sharings on WCCC.
所以但愿在这个信息里面给我们一些鼓舞，我们有个爱慕要来认识基督。
That may all these messages encourage us as that we can have this love to want to know Christ Jesus.
但我想我们弟兄们的交通是很丰富的。
Brothers sharing, were very, full.
所以我们弟兄姊妹们，我们也试着从我们的有限的角度呢，多从各方各面来认识我们的主。
And from a very limited perspective, we want to know, our Lord in every way.
那今天我愿意一同来带来思想是这边的一部分，是一同和他一同受苦。
And today I want to come and think, ponder upon to know the fellowship of his sufferings.
或者说我的中文的题目是它的同样的意思是交通于基督的苦难。
To know the to have fellowship of his sufferings.
对，那英文就是 know the fellowship of his sufferings. 在这边里面啊，有一个词叫做交通。
Here there is a word called fellowship.
在历世历代里，我们的神呢一直在寻找能够与他有交通的人。
And throughout the ages, our Lord is searching, for those who can, have fellowship with him.
但从一个管道我们可以理解的是从圣经。
And from one channel we can understand it's from the Bible.
所以我们千万要记得，当我们读圣经的时候，有一个很重要的目的是与神交通。
So we have to remember as we read the Bible that there's a very important purpose. It is to have fellowship with God.
在我们读主的话语的时候，但愿我们有个心愿是跟神有一个双向的交通。
That as we read the Word of God, that we have this this desire to have this two-way fellowship with the Lord.
当神在寻找交通的时候呢？他可以在各方各面与我们有交通。
As God search for channels to fellowship with us, he can fellowship with us in every way.
比如说他要与我们交通他的心意跟他的目的。
Like, for example, he wants to fellowship with us his will and his purpose.
就好像摩西在西乃山上。
Just as Moses was on Mount Sinai.
在那边有40昼夜。
40 days and 40 nights.
神把他的心意跟他有交通。
And God fellowship his will with Moses.
然后当保罗在关监狱的时候。
And when Paul was imprisoned.
然后我们的神也与他有交通。
And our God also had fellowship with him.
把他的目的，把他永远的目的呢，能够告诉了保罗，保罗也能够接受。
And he told Paul his eternal purpose, and Paul was able to receive it.
但有各方各面的，神可以交通他的作为，他的法则。
So as in every way that he fellowship, he can fellowship his principles, his works.
他可以与我们交通他的喜乐。
And also his joy.
但当保罗在写腓立比书的时候呢，他特别强调一件事情。
But as Paul was writing, when he wrote Philippians, he specifically mentioned one thing.
他想要多知道一个，就是在苦难当中与主有交通。
He wants to know how to have fellowship of his sufferings.
他觉得他这个认识呢，能够帮助，或是说能够带着他往标杆直跑。
He feels that this knowing of the fellowship and sufferings can bring him to press on toward the goal.
对，他深深觉得呢，在交通与基督的苦难是一件宝贵的事情。
He deeply felt that to have fellowship of his sufferings, this is something precious.
所以我想我今天也是照着我有限的这个度量，我们一同来思想这件事。
And I want to ponder upon this matter with my limited capacity.
开头的时候我仍然要讲到认识主这是一个根基的事情。
In the beginning, I would say again that the knowledge of the Lord, knowing God, is a very foundational matter.
我们信耶稣，我愿意我们彼此常常提醒，是恢复跟主的一个直接和正常的关系。
That when we believe in the Lord Jesus, I want to remind us again that it's the restoration, that reconciliation to have that normal relationship with God.
对，它不是一个宗教的活动。
It's not an religious activity.
对，它也不是一个只是读一些好像把圣经当教条来读。
It's not like you're reading the Bible like a textbook.
对，它只是它。一定是一个我们跟神之间一个直接的关系。
It's a direct relationship of us and God.
然后我们是的，我们读圣经是好的，我们一同来聚会也都是好的。
It is indeed, it is good that we come and we read the Bible and we come and gather together.
这些事情是一个很重要的帮助，叫我们能够维持并且更深的与神有那个关系。
It is these things are important help to help us have that continually have that relationship with God.
我想我们当中现在有很多新比较小的小孩。
I know we have little ones among us.
大家想象一下哈，就是如果你是小孩的父亲母亲。
Let's imagine for a minute if you are the parent of the child.
或是爷爷奶奶也可以。
A grandparent.
就是说，如果在当这个小孩长大的过程当中
，So during the as the kid grows up，
对他只对，比如说我是爸爸好了，他对这个爸爸只对他做什么工作，或是住过什么地方、读过什么学校有兴趣。
So if I were the dad, then I'll be the only one that has interest in where where he has been or which school he is going to。
但是他却对跟我直接讲话。跟我有感情的交流没有兴趣。
But the child has no interest to have a direct relationship and conversation with me.
这个不叫做直接的关系。
This is not a direct relationship.
这个叫我会很受苦的。
This I will suffer.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们这个我们都是神的儿女。
Brothers and sisters, we are children of God.
如果我们这批神的儿女没有想要去跟神对话。
If as children of God, we didn't think to come and have a conversation with God.
没有想要去体会神的心意，去感受他的感觉。
To consider his will and to consider how he feels.
如果没有这些的话，其实神是很受苦的。
If we do not have these, then God indeed he is suffering.
同时之间，我们也失去了那个最关键的根基，就是跟神有一个直接的关系。
At the same time, we lose that vital foundation to have that direct relationship with God.
我们人生活在地上啊，会去认识很多很多的人、事情跟物品、人事物。
So on this earth, we live and we will know many all of our surroundings, whether it's people or things.
对，当我们有这些认识的时候呢，我们就有能够过我们的生活，我们能够有成长，我们能够工作上班。
When we know these things, we can live, we can have growth, we can work.
对，比如说，如果是学电脑的话，我就要多去知道、去认识电脑方面的这个专长的事情。
For example, for computer science, I have to know more about specifically that area.
那也许有些人也有其他的兴趣。
Maybe others have other interests.
他想要多知道世界上的文化。
You want to know more of the culture of the world?
啊，也许是音乐。
Maybe music?
也许是医学方面的知识。
Maybe in medicine?
啊，也许是知道一些世界大事。
Or world affairs?
好像在这些知道认识的过程当中，他觉得好像生活里会更丰富一些。
As if, you know, just knowing that knowledge, you know, your life would be more fulfilled.
我记得我在小时候那个年代。
I remember when I was growing up.
我们基本上每个人每天都要看报纸。
Every day you read the newspapers.
对，所谓的秀才不出门，能知天下事。
If you do not, you know, if a scholar, right, doesn't go out, you know, then you wouldn't know what's happening in the world.
好像就是说你就是多知道，借由报纸多知道一些事情呢，可以叫你的这个生活更丰富一些。
Like when you're reading the newspapers, you know, you know more about what's happening around and your life is more fulfilled.
当然我们也会认识一些人。
And we also know some people.
对，也许我们的老师，我们的亲戚朋友等等。
Maybe our teachers, our relatives, our friends.
信耶稣好，比较像是古早的时候跟师父学手艺的学徒。
Believing in Jesus, you know, it's more like in the old days when an apprentice learned from his master.
对，这些学徒他们要学一个手艺。
These apprentices, they have to learn a skill.
他们就很可能就搬去跟这个师父一起住。
And very likely they moved in to live with the master.
那在住的过程当中呢，也学习这个老师的为人。
And in that process, they learn of the teacher's, the master's character.
他怎么处理各样的事情，怎么处事。
How he handles things, what is his way of life.
然后同时也学他的技术。
And at the same time, learning the skill from him.
好像就在这个学习的过程当中，在不知不觉里面，他师父的性情也影响了他。
As if under this learning process, unknowingly, the master's character influenced the apprentice.
他不仅学到他一些技术呢，他也学到一些怎么样如何为人。
And not only he learned the skill, but at the same time he learned that way of life.
所以基督徒其实就是要做门徒。
So for Christians, we are to be disciples.
做我们主的学徒。
To be apprentice of our master.
在这个过程当中，必须要多去认识我们的主。
In this process, we need to come and know the Lord.
对，认识主才能够学到属灵的事，我们的生命才能够丰富，才能够成熟。
And it is in knowing Him that we know spiritual things, and our spiritual life can be full and abundant.
所以我刚刚讲到哈，好像我们在这个世界上面要学知道很多东西。
I was speaking about in this world we have to learn things.
另外一方面，在神的这方面，我们要学很多的事情。
And at the same time, in the matter of God, we have to also learn a lot of things.
但是我希望弟兄姊妹有一个观念。
I want brothers and sisters to have this mindset.
有的时候我们比较能够理解说我在这个世界上学好多的知识，认识好多人，我比较能够理解。
It's easy for us to understand that on this earth we know things, we know men, you know, we know a lot, have this knowledge.
但是我们今天信主哈，我们好像进入了另一个世界。
But today we believe in the Lord. We enter into another world.
我们要在这个另外一个世界里面有一点很相似，但是要在当中学习去认识，知道我们神他的自己还有神的事情。
It's kind of similar. And in this world, we have to know God and things of Him.
弟兄姊妹，这个世界我们因为比较贫穷的关系，总是觉得好像不像这个物质的世界那么多东西。
And in this world, you know, we're kind of like poor, so it's very different from the world that we know.
但是你记得我刚才在念那个约翰福音最后一节的时候，老约翰是这样写。
But in John, when we were reading in the very last, he was saying,
他说如果我再把主的事情呢，做的事情呢，再多写一些。
So if I were to write, you know, the other things that Jesus had done.
他有个感觉啊，就是这整个世界都装不下。
He feels that, you know, even this whole world cannot contain it.
也就是说在老约翰的那个认识，他的度量里面，这个神的世界呢， 比我们今天所处的世界是大得多的。
So in John's knowledge and his capacity, that the matter of God is so much greater than this world that we live in.
所以弟兄姊妹，认识主不是一个附属在我们今天的生活里面的一件事。
So brothers and sisters, knowing God, is not just an accessory to our living here on this earth.
对，应该反过来。
It should be the opposite.
就是我们愿意进入这个属灵世界它的丰富。
To have that willingness to enter into this abundance, of the spiritual realm.
要很多方面我们需要去学、去认识、去经历。
Many areas that we need to go learn to, and to, to experience.
然后我们今天所处的这个环境呢，才是一个附属品。
And that this world, that, you know, this environment that we live in today should be an accessory only.
然后这个部分呢，是辅助我们，叫我们真实的能够认识那个存到永远的那个世界。
And this is just an auxiliary or a supplemental thing that, to help us understand, the eternal.
所以有一堂那个郭弟兄他用这个方式提到。
So, in one session, Brother Kwok, mentioned this.
他说我们在这个世界上面过我们每天的生活。
And, you know, in this world, we know we live our everyday life.
然后经历了各式各样的事情。
And we experience different things.
请问在这些事情里面我们有没有更多的去认识了我们的主？
And do we actually know more of our Lord through all these things?
所以他的意思就是说在我们今天生活的环境里面它是一个辅助。
And what he's trying to say is that the world that we live in today is just supplemental.
叫我们能够更多的认识主，更多的在这个世界里面得到这个神所预备的丰盛。
It's for us to know God more, and in this world that we can gain that abundance of God.
所以到讲到这边，我们要问自己一个问题。
So we have to ask ourselves a question.
请问我或是你。有没有想要认识基督呢
？So the question is, I or you, do we have the desire to know Christ?
所以我们真的想要多认识我们的主吗
？Do we really want to know more of our Lord?
我们有没有问过我们的主
？Have we asked our Lord?
主啊，我应该如何的能够更多的来认识你
？How am I able to know you more?
所以弟兄姊妹要这样子问主的。
Brothers and sisters, we have to ask the Lord.
希望主给我们一些引导跟答案，开始带领我们愿意多来认识他。
So may the Lord lead us, and that we have, to know, to have, to bring us to know Him more.
对，下一个部分啊，我要讲到说，认识主的受苦呢，能够叫我们更深的认识我们的主。
Next, I want to share that knowing his sufferings will cause us to know him more deeply.
对，刚刚提到说，从大体上来讲 ，in general 来讲，我们想要认识我们的主。
So we was, I was saying that in general, we want to know him more.
但是我们现在可以从主受苦的这方面呢，能够更深的来认识他。
But here, through his sufferings, that we can know him more.
其实《腓立比书》哈是一本。如果读的时候，你会觉得保罗很喜乐。
When you read Philippians, you can see that Paul is very joyful.
对，因为他在各个地方的时候，一直讲到说，我很喜乐，并且大大的喜乐。
Many times he said, "I rejoice, greatly rejoice."
但是其实，当保罗写腓立比书的时候，他是在一个被捆锁、被关监禁的时候的一个环境。
When Paul wrote Philippians, he was in prison. He was bound in chains.
对，在这个环境里面，他的确，他维持他心中的喜乐是没有错。
Yes, indeed. Even in such a circumstance, Paul remained to have that joy in his heart.
但是在这个监禁的环境里面，我要怎么继续认识主？我要怎么样继续的寻求主，能够继续的有长进呢？有追求呢
？But in the circumstance that I'm being in prison, how can I pursue to know my Lord more?
所以在这个过程里面。他里面有一个感觉说我愿意更多的与主认识与主一同受苦更多的能够交通于基督的苦难里。
So in that situation, Paul said he wants to know more of his, suffering, to have fellowship in his suffering.
他深深的晓得说这件事情是一个他继续往前的一个关键。
He deeply knew that this is vital to his going forward.
他也晓得说这是一个让他能够往标杆直跑的一个关键。
And this is a vital matter in order for him to press on to what to go.
对，这也是一个他是否能够得奖赏的一个关键。
And this is also vital to whether he receives the reward.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们在读腓立比书的时候，我们愿意去体会那个保罗他何等要有个爱慕，要来多认识主的一个心愿。
So brothers and sisters, as we read Philippians, let us consider the love of Paul to a knowing God.
对，有个事情我可能在不同场合提过。
Maybe I have mentioned this in a different setting.
就是在有一个弟兄，英国的弟兄叫史百克弟兄。
There is a brother in England named Sparks.
对，当过去这些弟兄们跟他接触的时候呢，总觉得他是一个启示很大的一个弟兄。
When brothers have contact with him, they feel that he's one with great revelation.
对，以前我有时候偶尔读一点他的著作。
Sometimes in the past I've read his books.
我中文只有四个字形容他，英文只有两个字。
I have only a few words to describe him.
对，就是属天跟属灵。
One is spiritual and heavenly.
对，我就是只觉得他就是写的东西，讲的东西就是很属天，很属灵，我觉得很高。
The things that he shared, you know, I feel it's heavenly and it's spiritual.
对，这是我那时候对这个弟兄的一个印象。
That was my impression of our brother at that time.
对，有一次我听另外一位年长弟兄的一点的交通。
Another time I heard an elderly brother share.
他说当史百克弟兄那个已过世之后
When Brother Sparks passed
有人请一个他很亲近的同工写一段回忆他的话。
And they invited one worker who was very close with Brother Sparks to write down some words.
然后那个交通的那个年长弟兄是一个华裔的，在这边，在美国。
The brother who shared was one was a Chinese American here?
Okay, 反正一个弟 okay, 在美国一个弟兄，他把那个 copy, 他曾经拿过一个 copy.
So he has this copy of that sharing.
但他说很不幸，他把它搞丢了。
But he said, you know, it's a shame that he lost that.
但他说他一个最深刻的印象是这样的。
But he has this deep impression.
就是说那个最史百克弟兄最亲近的同工他这样写。
So this worker was closest to Brother Sparks, he wrote this.
他说我从来没有看过一个弟兄或姊妹像史百克弟兄这样子那么一直的热切的要去认识主，要去追求主。
He said that I've never met a brother or a sister having that It's so passionate about wanting to know God, know the Lord.
那天我听了这个交通的时候，我心中还是挺震惊的。
I was pretty shocked when I heard this.
因为我只觉得一个年长弟兄他很知识很渊博，他这个启示很大。
I only feel like you know this brother, you know, he has such great revelation.
但那天我才知道，原来我们的弟兄他一生呢。都很热切迫切的在那里要追求认识主。
That I only knew that day that our brother throughout his life so with so much zeal and fervent that he earnestness that he wants to know our God and he wants to pursue him.
所以弟兄姊妹，但愿这些前面的弟兄们的榜样能够成为我们的鼓励。
So brothers and sisters, that our brother set a good example for us that will encourage us.
有时候我们仔细想想，借着一个人的苦难呢，我们其实可以更深刻的认识这个人。
Sometimes we feel that through a suffering of one, then we can know the person more deeply.
很多时候，当我们要认识一个人的时候，可能会认识他的各方各面。
Maybe when we know a person, we know him in every way.
但是仔细想想，一个人他有过患难的经历呢，常常是他人生当中最深刻的时候。
If we think that truly when he has a deep impression is when he has suffered.
如果有人问我说，这个马弟兄，你这个工作这么多年了，有什么事情你记得 印象比较深刻。
If someone asks me, Brother Ma, you know, you have worked for so many years, what is, when is it that left your deep impression?
我一定会告诉你说，那个事情，那个、是发生在我2012年的时候。
And I will tell you all that it was in 2012.
那几个月的工作实在太艰难了。
It was really tough, that few months of work.
要改写公司的一个软件。
I have to rewrite a software for my company.
所以我们能够把全国的那个付费的那个刷卡的机器全部换新。
So we can switch out all the payment the scanner in the across the U.S.
对，我们就我们两个人在做。
There were only two of us working on it.
啊，那年前面那几个月实在太艰难了，没法忘记。
The few months that in the beginning of that year was like really tough.
然后我的钱包里面以前啊不现在也有啊，我钱包里面有一张照片。
In my wallet it was and still is there is this picture.
是我儿子他一岁时候的照片。
It was when my son was a year old.
对，那个照片呢是他那个脸上抓的那个头破血流的那个照片。
One that he you know he when he scratched himself you know that was with blood.
啊，这不过后来公平起见，那个女儿跟太太照片都在里面。
To be fair, the pictures of my wife and daughter is also in there.
我以前没有一个观念要把照片放在我的皮夹里。
In the past, I did not have that you know to have pictures in clothes in my wallet.
只是我有个感觉，我觉得那段日子我很值得我做纪念。
But yeah, I feel that in that period of time, you know, I have to remember that.
因为照顾小孩太艰难了。
It was really difficult taking care of the children.
大概有九个月到十个月的时间。
About 9 to 10 months.
我只有大概不到五天睡过夜。
There are less than 5 days that I slept through the night.
这个。没办法忘记的事情。
I cannot forget that.
所以弟兄姊妹，很多时候当我们认识一个人的时候，你认识他的苦难，你发现那是他人生当中一些深刻的经历。
So brothers and sisters, when we know a person, you know, when we know their suffering, then we know how that particular time have deep impression on the person.
所以如果我们能够认识到主是怎么受苦的话，我们对主也会有更多的认识。
So when we can know of the Lord's suffering, then we can know more of Him.
我们翻到那个以赛亚书。
Let's turn to Isaiah 53.
啊，对不起，以赛亚书52章的第14节。
Isaiah 52:14.
Yeah. 许多人因他惊奇，他的面貌比别人憔悴，他的形容比世人枯槁。
Just as many were astonished at you, so his visage was more than any man, and his form more than the son's man.
我看这边有一段，好，我们先来念53章1到6节。
We'll read Isaiah 53:1-6.
我们所传的有谁信呢？耶和华的膀臂向谁显露呢？他在耶和华面前生长如嫩芽，像根出于干地。他无家型美容，我们看见他的时候也无美貌使我们羡慕他。他被藐视，被人厌弃，多受痛苦，常经忧患。他被藐视，好像被人掩面不看的一样，我们也不尊重他。他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦，我们却以为他受责罚，被神击打苦待了。哪知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。因他受的刑罚，我们得平安。因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路。耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。
Who had believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground. He had no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows.And acquainted with grief, and we hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he had borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. And we, like sheep, had gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
第七节。
Seven.
他被欺压，在受苦的时候却不开口。他像羊羔被牵到宰杀之地，又像羊在剪毛的人手下无声。他也是这样不开口。
He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he opened not his mouth.
第十节。
Verse 10.
耶和华却定义将他压伤，使他受痛苦。耶和华以他为赎罪祭，他必看见后裔，并且延长年日。耶和华所喜悦的事，必在他手中亨通。
Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand.
以赛亚书，以赛亚是一个先知。
Isaiah is a prophet.
在他写以赛亚书里面，他曾经用过一些很严厉的话。
He have used very hard words.
他对各个国家有责备，对以色列人有责备。
He rebuked the nations and rebuked Israel.
他讲到神的百姓结局有一个审判。
And he speak about God's people that their end there is a judgment.
在他服事的很长的年日里面。
In his days of service.
对，他有经过好王，有经过坏王。
And he have gone through good kings and bad kings.
有经历这个以色列人的失败。
And the failures of Israelites.
对，也有经历以色列人的复兴。
And the revival of the Israelites.
他也经历了他服事当中的一些的艰难。
And the difficulties in his service.
然后慢慢的，我们发现，在主耶稣来之前的七百年，那个时候他七百年之前。
So 700 years before our Lord Jesus came.
我们的先知他逐渐有里面有一个图画，就是有一位救赎主要来到这个地上。
And this prophet sees that there is a savior to come to this world.
对，他好像很稀奇的，他把主耶稣的那个生平，他的各项的这个工作，好像一个图画一样，预言在以赛亚书里。
And as if he sketched out the entire life of our Lord Jesus and prophesied in Isaiah.
啊，到了第五十三章的时候。
And in chapter 53.
我们发现这位先知进入到了一个与基督苦难的交通里。
That this prophet entered into the fellowship of his suffering.
虽然这个事情发生在七百年之后。
Even though this thing was to happen 700 years later.
但是好像在这个先知的那个认识跟感觉里面，他已经可以感受到那个这位救主，这位神的羔羊他的痛苦。
But in the prophet, in his knowledge and how he feels within, he can sense the sufferings of the Savior.
他这边给了我们的主一个名字。
He called our Lord this, giving him this, how to address him.、Yep.
其实第三五十三章第三节这个中文的长经忧患，原文的意思是 Man of Sorrow.
In chapter 53 verse 3 here it says that he is the man of sorrows.
对，他是一个带着伤痛的人。
He's a man of sorrows.
所以很稀奇的，这位先知在已经在体会体察我们的主是一位受苦的主。
This prophet already considered our Lord is one who suffers.
我曾经在好像看到弟兄有交通说跟传福音有关的事情。
I've read about brothers preaching the gospel.
对，要怎么样去传福音
？How to preach the gospel?
对，有一个事情要告诉人，他有罪，并且让这个人有罪的感觉。
Is to tell the person that he has sinned, and then to have that feeling of sin.
我印象很深刻，那个信息里面提到说，如果可以的话，让这个人知道他犯罪呢是得罪了神。
That I remember quite clearly that our brother shared that this to share with a friend.That to know that when a person sin, he's sinning against God.
有时候我就在想为什么。
Sometimes I wonder why.
是没有错。当一个人察觉到他是一个犯罪的人。
Indeed, when a person realizes that he's one who sins.
甚至他也觉得这个罪在他身上是很真，是很不好的。
that this sin is really bad, it's very real.
那什么叫做得罪神呢？
But what it is to sin against God.
这个意思是说，我这个犯罪不是只仅仅是我这个人不好而已。
That it is it means that when I sin, it's not that I'm bad. It's not just that.
对，我这个犯罪其实是跟神有关联的。
But my sinning has to do with God.
对，不仅是我对人对不起人。
Not only I sin against man.
其实我是对神有很大的亏欠。
But I sin against God.
你会发现，这个当讲到罪的这个事情的时候，这个人也许就可以开始跟神有一个联系。
So when we speak about sin, then maybe perhaps this person will be able to have to relate that to God.
他开始有一个感觉说啊，我这个犯罪原来是让神是对神是一个 offense， 就是一个得罪神的一个事情。
That the person will start to realize that me sinning, you know, is an offense to God.
然后当我们现在在写53章的时候
，When the prophet wrote 53.
他也给我们一个感觉。
He also let us sense this.
当人在犯罪的时候，其实我们的神是在受苦。
When men sin, in actual fact, it's our Lord. He's suffering.
对，他其实也在忧患，他也在痛苦，他也在担忧。
He's in sorrows. He grieves for us.
其实这个道理很简单。如果我们的小孩他去偷东西，他去犯罪。
It's very easy to understand because if our child were to steal something, you know, were to commit a crime,
对，欺骗打架
to lie, to have fight,
就可能他要受一些犯罪之后的一些的后果。
Maybe he will suffer some consequence committing that.
但是我们要知道说，最痛苦的可能应该是他的父母。
But we have to know that the one who suffers is the parent.
大家可以体会的。
I think you can understand.
如果我们孩子一直不听，一直想要去欺骗犯罪，其实做父母的心中是很愁苦的。
If we continue to lie to sin, the parents' heart, you know, is indeed sorrowful.
所以弟兄姊妹，直到如今。
So brothers and sisters, until now.
对我们的冷淡，我们的软弱。
Our cold-heartedness, our weakness.
我们的悖逆。
Our rebellion.
对我们各样的这个顽梗这些犯罪
our stubbornness, our sin
对很多时候是的我们再回到神的面前请他赦免
indeed many times we come before God and ask him to forgive us
但是我们可能比较少想到说其实在这些事情里面我们的神我们的主其实很受苦
but very little do we think that in all these things our God is suffering
当然53章讲到我们主在地上行走的时候他所受的一些痛苦。
In 53, it speaks about how our Lord had suffered when he was on this earth.
对他在地上被轻看被藐视。
He was despised when he was on this earth.
他没有一个枕头的地方。
And he had no place to rest his head.
那个刚52章四节他说他的面貌比别人憔悴他的形容比世人枯槁
In 14 he said that his visage was so marred more than any man and his form more than the sons of men
他的意思是说我们的主的面貌
That his appearance
还有他的这个 form 就是他的可能整个身体的一个状况
That his form you know how he is
比普通人都还要糟糕
It's worse condition than other the man
所以他30岁的年纪看起来差不多像50岁。
So when he was 30, he looks like he was already 50.
他整个这个看起来你乍看之下你不会去羡慕的。
When you just look at him, you know, you will not esteem.
因为我自己只是在想象我们的主他出来服侍的时候是非常劳苦的。
I can imagine that when our Lord came out to serve, he
他身体上面受很多的这个辛劳。
He suffered in his body.
他心中也对许多人有许多的这个忧愁。
And he also was sorrowful for many.
所以整个人看起来他的可能看整个 physical 的状况其实并不是那么的好。
So physically, he's not in a very good condition.
所以很多的藐视很多的不幸。
So people despise him and people don't believe him.
在克西马尼园的时候
So in the Garden of Gethsemane,
他在那边祷告
He was praying.
他祷告的时候圣经说他的汗珠如大雪点一样滴下来
So when he was praying, his sweats like blood, fall down.
他里面面对前面十字架的这个事情呢他心中是很忧伤的
When he was going to face the cross, you know, he's sorrowful in his heart.
所以很多时候弟兄们有一个感觉。
Many times brothers have this sense of feeling.
我们弟兄我们的主他里面最忧伤的呢是罪他要承接这个罪以至于他跟父神有一个隔绝。
That he was most sorrowful because he has to be the sin and to be totally away from God, to be cut off.
我每次想到这边，我必须要承认一件事情。
Every time I think about this, I have to admit.
我没有办法去体会我们主的痛苦。
I cannot understand to really feel our Lord's suffering.
我大概只能够去想象知道一些。
I can kind of imagine and maybe know a little.
但是我们的主。心中是非常的忧伤，非常的痛苦的。
But our Lord is truly very sorrowful.
对，当他这个面如坚石，定义的要往耶路撒冷走。
And when he steadfastly set his face toward Jerusalem.
要为我们钉在十字架上。
For us, he was nailed to the cross.
在这个五十三章里面有一个感觉。
In 53, there is this feeling.
他说不仅主受苦。
Not only did he suffer,
我们的父神也很受苦。
Our father also suffered.
因为我们的父神亲自的把他的独生爱子crush 在十字架上。
Because our father crushed his only begotten son on the cross.
弟兄姊妹，很多时候也许我只能够说我们试着去领会。
Brothers and sisters, many times we can only say that we can try to even understand.
我们已经做父母的人。
We who are already parents,
有哪一个
会
去亲手去把自己的孩子去把他压伤呢
Any of us would, you know, to crush our child.
不可能的，不可能的，没有这种事情的。
It's impossible that we'll crush our child on purpose.
但今天我们的天父，他亲自的把我们的主神的羔羊送上了十字架。
But today, that our Heavenly Father personally sent His only begotten Son to the cross.
弟兄姊妹，我想我们的主其实他的确是一个忧患之子，是一个忧患的人。
Indeed, our Lord, He is a man of sorrows.
我们每一次擘饼。
Every time we come.
是的，我们可能从各方各面去纪念我们的主。
Yes, indeed, we remember our Lord in every way.
但就如今天第一首诗歌所唱。
Just like the hymns we sang today, the first.
有些时候，我们去纪念我们的主是为我们受苦的一位主。
Sometimes we remember that He's one who suffered for us.
当我们越能够明白他为我们所受的苦
，the more we can understand how much He suffered for us.
我们心中其实会更加的感恩，更加觉得我们今天所得的救恩是何等的宝贵。
The more we can be thankful and to know how precious.The salvation is.
我下一个点是想要讲到我们要去体会去体贴主的心肠。
Next, I want to share how we can consider his heart.
我们读两处的圣经。
Let's read two Bible passages.
马太福音第九章。
Matthew chapter 9.
马太福音第九章三十五到三十六节。
35-36.
马太福音第九章三十五、三十六，耶稣走遍各城各乡，在会堂里教训人，宣讲天国的福音，又医治各样的病症。他看见许多的人，就怜悯他们，因为他们困苦流离，如同羊没有牧人一般。
And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogue and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep with having no shepherd.
我们再读一处腓立比书第一章第八节。
Philippians 1:8.
腓立比书的第一章第八节。
Philippians 1:8.
我体会基督耶稣的心肠， 切切地想念你们众人，这是神可以给我做见证的。
For God is my record, how greatly I long after you all in the bowels of Jesus Christ.
其实这次在西安聚会之前呢，我觉得我还是心中有点预备的。
This time before WCCC, I feel that in my heart I have some preparation.
因为那时候我刚刚读了那个约翰福音十一章讲到拉撒路复活的事情。
Because I've just finished reading in the Gospel according to John, chapter 11 on the resurrection of Lazarus.
在那个神迹里面，它主要是讲到强调我们的主是复活，是生命的主。
And the miracle emphasized that our God is one of resurrection.
但里面也有一句话，耶稣哭了。
But there, it also says Jesus weep.
所以当我在读那段神迹的时候
，So when I was reading this miracle,
不仅仅只是看到有一个很奇妙的从死里复活的一个神迹。
Not only I see the miracle of resurrection from the dead.
但在这个过程里面，我发现主耶稣他心中也有带着伤痛，他哭了。
But in this process, our Lord Jesus had sorrow in his heart and he wept.
那我才发现原来我们的主他在看见他所爱的门徒可能还不够认识他的时候，他心中有一些很难受的感觉。
It's like our Lord saw the disciples that he loved and they do not know him yet.
所以我在参加西安聚会之前呢，我的确心中也是这么想的。
So before WCCC, I feel it's in my heart.
如果我要认识主的受苦，
If I want to know the suffering of our Lord,
我需要去体贴主的感觉跟他的心肠。
I have to consider his feeling, his heart.
所以我刚刚念的一段圣经在那个马太福音里面。
So the verse that I read, that passage in Matthew.
对，是的，当我们看见一些不信主的福音朋友。
Indeed, when we see friends, the gospel friends,
对我们头脑知道说，哎呀，不行，这个人没有信主的话，会有后面审判的结果的。
Indeed, we understand in our head that if a person doesn't believe in Jesus, then they have to face the judgment.
对，所以我们感谢主，也主也给我们一些负担，希望传福音，让这个人能够信主。
And thank the Lord, He gives us the burden to preach the gospel that this person may come to Christ.
但是在马太福音那边记载的时候，当主耶稣看见这些人的时候，
But in Matthew, it recorded when Jesus saw the multitude.
他说在主的心肠的感觉里面，
In his heart.
这些人也许在外表都是正常的工作，正常的上班，
and, you know,
然后生活。
Outwardly, you know, they are working and they live.
但在主的那个眼光里面，感受里面，这些人是困苦流离的人。
But when our Lord Jesus saw them, you know, they were suffering, they were wandering.
他们整个人生好像一个没有牧人的羊。
They are like a sheep without shepherd in their lives.
对，没有保护，没有青草，没有带领。
No protection, no pasture, and no leading.
困苦在那里流漂流，在各地方漂流。
They are suffering and they wander everywhere.
所以我们的主他心中因着有这样一个心肠的缘故，他是很愿意让人能够得着这个救恩的。
And so how our Lord in his heart is that he wants man to receive this salvation.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个是我们要去体会要去学的。
So brothers and sisters, this is something for us to be able to come and consider to feel and to learn of.
所以当我们主耶稣看见一个没有得救的灵魂，
So when our Lord Jesus sees a soul that is lost,
他心中就为这个人忧愁，
and he is sorrowful within for him.
他就在想说，这个人一生好像没有根一样，在那里漂流。
This person doesn't have any root and is wandering all his life.
他想到这个人到了最后的时候，他是一个不要神。要进火湖，永远火湖里面的一个结局。
And at the very end, this person who rejects God will enter into the lake of fire.
弟兄姊妹，我们都承认我们爱人灵魂的心很不够。
Brothers and sisters, we have to admit that our love for lost souls is very limited.
但是我相信有一个很重要的一条路。
But I believe there's a very important way.
就是我们越多有我们耶稣基督的心肠。
the more that we have the heart of our Lord Jesus,
我们就越能够有爱人灵魂的心。
Then the more we will be able to have that love for the lost souls.
因为唯有我们的主，他是真正里面带着极大的负担在那里爱人的灵魂的。
Because our Lord carries this great burden for the lost souls.
所以保罗在这个腓立比书，他就写了一段一个感觉哈。
So Paul wrote this in Philippians.
对我很想念你们弟兄姊妹。
That I think of you greatly. I long for you.
我现在写这个腓立比书给你们，我的的确确是因为我很想念你们。
I write this book of this letter of Philippians. I really long after you.
但是我为什么会想念你们呢
？Why do I long after you?
因为是主耶稣基督的心肠。
It's because of the Lord's heart.
因为是我们的主在那里心中在纪念你们。
Because our Lord Jesus is remembering you.
在那里思念你们。
He's thinking of you.
在那边关心在腓立比的圣徒们。
And he cares about the saints in Philippi.
所以当我去体会主的心肠的时候。
So when I consider God, the Lord's heart.
当保罗去体会主的心肠的时候。
When Paul considered the Lord's heart.
你会发现他心中是很诚恳恳切的在那边祷告。纪念在腓立比的弟兄姊妹们。
And sincerely and fervently, you remember in prayer for these saints in Philippi.
对，如果我们翻到可以的话，我们翻到路加福音十五章，不会念。
Let's read Luke 15.
路加福音十五章里面讲到三个比方。
It speaks about three parables.
一个是一百只羊失去了一只。
One is the lost sheep.
一个是十块钱丢了一块钱
The lost piece of silver,
还有一个就是浪子的事情
and the prodigal son.
每次当我们平常我们去读的时候
and when we read,
是感谢主我们觉得我就是那一百只羊迷失的那一只
and we thank the Lord that we are that lost sheep, that 100 sheep.
我被主找回来了
I was found by our Lord,
带回神的家里面
brought back to the house of God.
然后我就是那个还算是可能有点价值的那个钱
And maybe I have of some value that piece of silver.
好像圣灵在这个整个地上呢在那边搜寻我这个他觉得有价值的人
As if the Holy Spirit is searching the entire earth looking for this one piece of silver that'sValuable.
是的，我就是那个浪子。
And indeed, I'm that prodigal son.
然后我当我信主的时候，就是我要决定要回到家里面去。
And when I believe in the Lord is when I make the decision to come back to the house of God.
对，我想这些都是很好的一些的认识跟领会，跟我们是有关系的。
So indeed, these are good knowledge, the understanding, because it has something to do with that.
但是从一个主受苦的角度来看的时候也可以这样子来看
But from the perspective of the suffering of our Lord we can look at it this way
当一只羊迷失了
When there is a lost sheep
对我们的主他是费尽千辛万苦的要来把这只迷失的羊来寻回的
He through much difficulty he come and seek and find this lost sheep
所以圣徒诗歌里面有一首诗歌就标题就是99只羊
So in the hymnary there is a song the hymn titles the 99 sheep
对这作诗人用他的去感觉这段圣经的时候写了一首诗歌
So when the hymnist considered this feeling so he wrote this hymn
对里面就讲到说这边有一个好牧人
This good shepherd
他说我有一只羊迷失了
I have one lost sheep.
我不管付出多大的代价，我都要去把它寻找回来。
And no matter the cost, I'm going to find him.
然后但这是诗歌哈，他经过了许多经过了山谷各样的艰难。
And this is a hymn, so through the mountains and through the valleys and much difficulties.
对，他经过了荆棘，身上带着伤痕。
And the thorns and that on his that he has bear all the suffering.
对他经过了许多的艰苦他终于听见了这只流离失所的羊的一个呼喊。
That through many difficulties, he finally heard the cry of the lost sheep.
当他看见这只羊的时候好像天上好像打雷一样有一个很大的喜乐。
So when he saw the sheep, when he saw the sheep, as if the heavens have this great thunder and of joy.
对，所以这边是有两个角度。
There's two perspectives.
一个是我那只羊的角度，我得救了。
One from the lost sheep, we have been saved.
一个是寻找羊的那个好牧人的角度。
And from the good shepherd who was seeking the sheep.
对，他经过了许多的苦难，把这只羊寻回了。
With much difficulties, he found the sheep.
当我们读浪子的事情的时候
，and when we read the prodigal son,
我们总是比较着重在这个浪子是就是离开了家。
And we often emphasize that this prodigal son left the house.
当他愿意回家的时候，他就被接纳了。
When he was willing to return home, he was received.
但其实在这个故事里面最受苦的。是那个父亲。
But in the story, the one who suffered the most was the father.
如果你我们还是看一下十五章的第十二节。
15 verse 12.
路加福音十五章十二节，小儿子对父亲说：“父亲，请你把我应得的家业分给我。”他父亲就把产业分给他们。
And the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that fall to me. And he divided unto them his living.
结果怎么样呢？十三节。
So what happened in verse 13?
我念前面。过了不多几日，小儿子就把他一切所有的都收拾起来，往远方去了。
And the first half, and then not many days after the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country.
这个儿子的感觉就是啊，你只要把我该得的给我就好。
So what the son felt was like, you know, just give me, you know, what I deserve to have.
好，过不了几日，我速速的就离开家。
And hurriedly, you know, I'll just gather together and go.
对，我对你没有什么太多的感情的。
I do not have any feelings toward you.
我就是你把该得的给我，我去过我的日子。
You give me what I deserve, you know, then I'll go live my own life.
这是这个小儿子对父亲的一个态度。
And this is the attitude of the younger son toward the father.
但是反过来。
But we look on the other end.
当小儿子想要回家的时候。
When the younger son wanted to come home.
第二十节。
Verse 20.
于是起来往他父亲那里去，相离还远，他父亲看见就动了慈心。跑去抱着他的颈项，连连与他亲嘴。
And he arose and came to his father, but when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him.
所以有时候我们用一个比方。
Sometimes we use an example.
当这个浪子离开家之后
，After the son left,
这个父亲就再也没有把他的门把他锁起来。
The father had never locked the door.
他是天天的在那里等候这个儿子能够回心转意的回家的。
He waited daily that his son would have a change of heart to return home.
他在那里长久的忍耐，长久的受苦。
And he was there with patience and long suffering.
等到孩子一回心转意。
And when the son had a change of heart.
还距离还很远。
And even though so far off, a great distance away.
他心里就迫不及待的去。迎接他的儿子回家。
And in his heart, he couldn't wait. He ran to meet his son.
弟兄姊妹，这些我只是举几个很简单小的例子。
Brothers and sisters, these are just very simple examples.
我们很需要学习去体贴我们神、我们主的心肠。
We really need to come and consider the heart of our Lord.
好叫我们开始用我们主的感觉去感觉事情。
That we may have this sense of our Lord to feel things.
用主的感情去来对待，就是我们，也许是我们服侍的对象。
And use to have His feeling to the ones we serve.
同时，我们也能够感受到主对我这个人的心肠是如何。
And at the same time, we can feel the heart of our Lord toward me.
所以每一次在擘饼的时候
，And every time we gather to break bread,
我们都可以做这件事情。
We can do this thing.
我们去体贴、去体会主对我的心肠是如何。
We can consider the heart of our Lord toward us.
我在过去这段时间的时候是怎么样的生活
？And over this past days, how have I lived?
我是怎么样的一个偏行己路？
how I go astray.
我是怎么样的一个，在一个软弱的一个光景里。
And a weak condition.
但是一来剥饼的时候，我心中就感谢主。
But when I come and break bread, in my heart I thank the Lord.
主，虽然我是这样一个人，但是你乐意为我长久受苦。
And one such as I, that Lord, you're willing to have long suffering for me.
只要我心中愿意在马上我要回转的时候，你马上就接纳我。
And whenever I have this change of heart, immediately you receive me.
然后最后一个点哈，我想要提到的是，在苦难当中进入与主的交通和连结。
And lastly, I want to mention that in through all these sufferings, how it, there we can enter into the fellowship and the oneness with our Lord.
我们读一处圣经，彼得前书第四章。
First Peter chapter 4.
彼得前书第四章的十二跟十三节。
First Peter chapter 4, 12 and 13.
亲爱的弟兄啊，有火炼的试验临到你们。不要以为奇怪，似乎是遭遇非常的事，倒要欢喜，因为你们是与基督一同受苦，使你们在他荣耀显现的时候也可以欢喜快乐。
Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice, inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy.
所以当彼得在写这个彼得前书的时候，收信的弟兄们应该是在经过一些试炼和苦难。
So when Peter wrote this letter, those who receive it, those brothers must have been going through much suffering.
保罗劝他们说，弟兄们，不要忧愁，反而要喜乐。
And Paul is encouraging them not to be sorrowful, but to have joy.
为什么？
Why?
他说因为你们是与基督一同受苦。
Because you are partakers of Christ's sufferings.
所以你们在这当中有一个 share, 有一个 fellowship, 有一个 partaker, 是可以跟主的苦难一起有份的。
Because in this suffering, you are partakers, you share in his suffering.
所以在主显现的时候呢，可以与他一同的得荣耀，并且欢喜快乐。
So when our Lord appeared again, then we can also have this exceeding joy.
所以在这边有一件事情叫做，我们受苦受患难的时候，其实是可以与基督一同受苦。
So here is one thing that when we suffer in this suffering, we can also suffer with the Lord.
而且这应该是一件喜乐并且荣耀的事情。
And this is something that is joyful and glorious.
我记得我读过一个年长弟兄他的一点点个人的一些记载。
I read some writings of an elderly brother.
对，那时候应该是在广州吧。
That time he was in 广州。
所以当我们弟兄还比较年轻的时候呢，他已经在教会里面有一些负一些责任。
So when our brother was in his younger days already bear some responsibilities in the church.
所以当逼迫的事情临到的时候
So when there was persecution,
他是年轻人当中一个多负责任的他被抓了起来
He was a younger one who bear more responsibility so he was being captured
然后他被关到监牢里面
He was imprisoned
他没有被关很久
It was not for very long
但是那个监牢的环境还是挺不太好的
so, But the condition in the prison was not good
我印象中他大概描述是说其实那个空间并不大。
I remember him describing it was a very small place.
然后好像也我印象中也没有什么窗户。
A very small cell with limited windows.
好像高高的地方有一点点亮光漏进来。
Maybe at a very high place there was some light coming in.
他说当那天他在监狱里面这样子看的时候。
But when that day, when he was looking in his cell,
他突然心中有一个很清楚的一个感觉。
But, all of a sudden, he had this very clear, sense in his heart.
他突然比较能够明白什么叫做主耶稣道成肉身。
He could, sense, a little how, like, the Lord, come in the form of man.
他的意思是说我今天我原本是很自由的。
that today, you know, supposedly I'm free.
之前很自由,
yeah, before that I was free.
但现在我被限制在一个小小的空间拘束, 这个限制的里面,
and now I'm being confined in this very little space.
他突然想到说, 当主耶稣成为人的样式的时候,
so when our Lord Jesus, the Word became flesh, you know, He came.
他其实受到了很大的限制,
and he was being restricted, confined.
他住在一个人肉身的这个,
He was living in the shell of a man.
然后受时间空间的限制,
restricted, confined by time and space.
所以他在那次的时候, 他突然觉得他能够多多的去体会, 感觉, 原来主来到地上, 成为肉身, 已经是一件受苦受限制的事情。
And he started to understand more clearly that when the Lord Jesus, the Word became flesh and came here, he suffered, being confined.
我们看一下这个，那个最后看一下约翰福音第十二章。
John chapter 12.
约翰福音第十二章的第一节到第八节是讲玛利亚膏主的事情。
And from verses 1 through 8, it speaks about how Mary anointed our Lord.
我只念后面几节哦，五到。
I'll just read 5 through 8.
就是犹大先说了一句话。
So Judah first spoke.
他说这香膏为什么不卖30两银子周济穷人呢？
Why was not this ointment sold for 300 pence and given to the poor?
然后6到8，他说这话并不是挂念穷人，乃因他是个贼，又带着钱囊，常取其中所存的。耶稣说，由他吧。 他是为我安葬之日存留的，因为常有穷人和你们同在，只是你们不常有我。And
he went on to say this. He said, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief and had to beg and bear what was put therein. Then said Jesus, let her alone. Against the day of my burying had she kept this. For the poor always ye have with you, but me ye have not always.
所以弟兄姊妹，我想因为一些时间限制的缘故，我只能够。 做一点简短的描述。
So because of time restriction, I can only describe a little bit.
与基督一同受苦。
Suffer with the Lord.
交通于他的苦难里面。
To have fellowship of his suffering.
你发现这件事情哈, 能够叫我们与主好像连结在一起。
And this matter can bring us to be joined with our Lord.
这个fellowship, 这个交通的意思, 就有那个深处的连结的意思。
The meaning of fellowship, you know, deeply is joined together.
当我们在受浸的时候，我们表明一个事情，我们与主合一。
So when we baptize, we speak of one thing that we have been joined together as one with the Lord.
对，受浸的时候，我同意，应该说，我接受，也见证说，我是与主合一的。That
accept and testify that I'm one with the Lord.
但是在往后的日子里面，我要怎么真实的进入到这个合一里？
But in the days ahead, how do I enter into the reality of this oneness?
有一件事情是交通于基督的苦难。And
one thing is to have fellowship in the suffering of Christ.
当我们在为着主受苦，为着主受患难的时候，我们是可以有一个很紧密的连结，跟主绑定在一起。And
when we suffer with Him in other tribulations, then we have this closely, tightly joined together with Him.
很多时候，如果我们问一个基督徒，在你信主的年日里面，哪段日子你印象最深刻？
Many times when you ask a Christian, what is the period of time where you have the deepest impression in your heart?
或是说，在过去一年里，你哪段日子你觉得跟主最亲近？
Or how, you know, is there a period of time this past year that you were the closest with the Lord?
很可能大部分的基督徒会说，是在那段我最艰难的时刻的。
Many would probably say it's when I was in the most difficult time period of my life.
为什么呢？其实你在不知不觉当中已经与主交通与主的苦难里面。
Because unknowingly you have already fellowship in the suffering of Christ.
所以我记得康登弟兄他举了一个美国人的例子。
I remember what Brother Dana Condon shared on this American.
他讲到那个越战的老兵啊，很喜欢聚在一起的。
He spoke about Vietnam War veterans who love to gather together.
其实有一次 Google 推送了一个什么什么新闻给我，我也看到一个一个新闻哈。
I saw also a Google recommended news.
啊，我忘了是哪一州，就比如说是印第安纳州好了。
I forgot which state it was in, but take for example if it's in Indiana.
啊，有一个 Sam's Club.
There was a Sam's Club.
啊，在 Sam's Club 那个 food court 就是那个吃东西的地方。
There was a food at the food court in Sam's Club.
然后有一批越战的老兵。
There was a group of Vietnam War veterans.
二三十年来，每个礼拜一定在那里聚一次。
20, 30 years, every week they will come and gather together.
那边也没什么好吃，就吃披萨，吃热狗。
There's nothing much, you know, like just pizza and hot dogs.
哎，为什么他们二三十年来就一定要聚在一起
？But why do they gather?
因为我相信他们曾经一同经历过，好像同生共死的一些艰难。
Because they have, I believe that because they have gone through a lot together.
他们有一种这个世人比看不见的一种合一。
It was this oneness that we don't know.
有一种邦顶连结在一起。
As a bond.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们如果能够与愿意去经历说与主一同受苦。
So brothers and sisters, if we're willing to experience to suffer with the Lord,
你发现我们可以跟主有亲近的交通。
And you realize that we can have this deep fellowship with the Lord.
这个点跟玛利亚膏主有什么关系呢？
What has this point to do with Mary anointing our Lord?
我刚提到主耶稣上十字架前，其实他里面深处有一个忧伤。
I mentioned that when the Lord, before he went to the cross, in his heart, there was this sorrow.
对我们主来讲，这是一个很大的忧患和痛苦。
And this is a great sorrow and suffering for our Lord.
但是在他最艰难的时候，
But in his greatest difficulty,
基本上没有一个门徒能够体会主的心肠。
And not one disciple, consider his heart.
好像没有人能够愿意交通于主的这个苦难。
As if no one was willing to fellowship in his suffering.
当玛利亚献上她的香膏的时候，
And Mary offered up her ointment.
我们有弟兄说，这段记载是主耶稣一生当中最心酸的时刻。
And a brother shared that this was the most painful moment of our Lord's entire life.
所以玛利亚是为着主的安葬，玛利亚懂，玛利亚为他安葬。
Mary knew, and she was preparing for his burial.
但其他人说，哎呀，这你在干什么？这个钱太浪费了。
And others were saying, "What are you doing? This is too wasteful."
我举一个不太有点怪怪的例子哈。
I'm gonna say an example is kind of weird.
就比如说，我现在可能快要不行了。
Maybe not. I'm almost done. You know?
好，家人说这个为这个这快不行的这个人呢，做一个好一点西装，然后能够安葬用。
You know, like if I were dying, you know, and the family said, you know, let's make a very nice suit for the burial.
然后家里面就有人说。
And then in the house, there's somebody will say.
哎呀，人都要死了，为什么要这么浪费呢
？Oh, the person is going to die. You know, why waste?
这钱省下来，我可以带小孩多吃几次麦当劳。
And we can save this money. We can bring the kids to McDonald's.
你们可以觉得这个例子有点怪，对不对
？It's kind of, you know, weird example.
但是那个差距，那个感觉其实是很相似。
But that difference, that, you know, that feeling, it's kind of like this.
主耶稣说没说你们心中不常有我的。
He said that, you know, you're not going to have me always.
对，我现在即将面对我一生地上的人生最艰难的时刻。
I'm going to face the most difficult time on earth.
但没有人顾念。
Nobody cares.
他们宁愿把这个钱捐赠给穷人。
They'd rather give this money to the poor.
但是这边有一个人叫做玛利亚。
But here, there's one named Mary.
他心中好像乐意交通于主的苦难。
In her heart, she was willing to have fellowship in the Lord's suffering.
她说我宁愿把我最好的把它放掉。
I'd rather let go of my best.
我宁愿有这样一个损失。
I'd rather have this lost.
对，我愿意借着这个事情呢，与主 有一个苦难当中的交通。
That through this, I'll be able to have that fellowship and the suffering of Christ.
所以当我们的主，你可以这样感觉，当我们主遍察全地的时候。
You can see it this way, when our Lord was searching the entire earth.
他好像就找到一个人。
He only found one.
然后这个人愿意交通于他的苦难里。
This person was willing to have fellowship in his suffering.
所以我其实我深深感觉。
I deeply feel.
那天我们的主从玛利亚身上得到了很大的安慰。
That our Lord was much comforted, because of Mary.
因为这边有一个人能够体贴主的感觉。
Because there is one here who can consider, his heart.
他愿意在主的受苦上面有一点点份。
She wanted to have a little part, in his suffering.
弟兄姊妹，我想，就是我今天所提到的。
So brothers and sisters, this is what I have today.
对，但又没有心愿。我想我讲的还是非常的有限。
What I spoke, still very limited.
但愿意我们能够去认识到我们的神是一位，我们的主，我们的神是一位受苦的主。
And we may know that our Lord, that our God, He is one who suffers.
他因着我们受了许多的苦。
He suffered because of us.
然后我们也能够进入一个主的心肠和感觉里面。
Then we enter into His heart.
然后以后如果我们在遇到一些地上的一些风浪和苦难的时候。
And when in the tribulation that we are coming across in this life.
我们有一个心愿说，主啊，我愿意借着这个事情呢，能够与你交通于你的苦难。
That we also have this desire in our heart, and Lord, through this thing, through this suffering, I want to have fellowship in your suffering.
所以在这样子面对这些事情的时候，其实我们是可以喜乐的面对前面许多的挑战。
So when we face all these things, indeed we can rejoice as we face these challenges.
因为这个可以带我们往标杆前行。
Because this can bring us to press on toward the goal.
这可以带我们真正的更多深刻的来认识我们的基督。
To bring us to truly to have a deep knowing of Christ.
我们最后有点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主啊，我们一同的感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
主啊，你的确是为我们受了许多的苦。
Lord, indeed you suffered much for us.
主啊，但愿我们存着一个感恩的心。
Lord, may we have a thankful heart.
主啊，常常去体贴你自己的心肠。
To consider often, Lord, your heart.
主啊，激励我们每一个人。
Lord, encourage every one of us.
主啊，我们是有一个心强烈的心愿、心志，我们要来更多来认识。
That we have this strong desire, Lord, we want to know you more.
主啊，愿主多多得着我们每一位。
Lord, you gain us more and more.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 我今天聚会就到这里。
We'll end our meeting here.